do is first, that's what I want to do here first, before we really get into things, I'd like to present some ideas that I have about the Baha'i and his Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the ideas are based on just the text of the Baha'i. Okay? Now, let me just start reading a little bit, you know, and then we'll see. Dolish Reb Simloy, Sheish Meis, Usholish Esrei, Mitzvahs Nitzav Yisro. Okay, that's very innocuous. Was Girsa, that Girsa, is it Sinai, not Sinai, not getting involved in that. Ramban deals with that in Sherish Aleph. That's not our issue. Omrab Nuna, Micro, Terutzi Rona Moshe, Begematria, Ochi Ave, Sheish Meis, Biachas Esrei, Ave, Onochi Vilayi Elecho, Mipia Gvura Shomu. Sholosh Meis V'Shishim V'Chomesh Mitzvos Lo'Isase V'Omasayim V'Arboim U'Shmona Mitzvase. Okay? Till now nothing happened. He's saying, oh, more Makis. Then, a priori, he has what you would assume is somehow a Musa Shmuz that is completely irrelevant to everything. And he says, Kola Mekaimom Zeichel Olam Havo V'chola Oiva Aleim Nidon B'Shisha Oinshin Skila Schefa Hereg V'chenek Misa V'Kores U'Malkis. Okay, Misa Misa Shemayim Kores U'Malkis. Okay, we say that. Then he goes on Eil Niskolim Eil Nisrofim. We say that. So, you know, we are brought up with the Rambam that Minyan HaMitzvahs, once Rav Simloy and Manuna finish, Minyan HaMitzvahs Saseh, and HaMitzvahs Saseh, correct? Would you have a Minyan HaMitzvahs Eiluhen Niskolim, Eiluhen Nisrofen, Eilu ha-Nerogim, Eilu ha-Nechnokim, Eilu shebekores, Eilu shebemis b'dei shomayim, Eilu lavin shebemalkus ha-boyim. Then he says, Eilu mitzvos kumase. That's the second category. And the third category is Eilu parshis chukim mishpotim mesum l'tzibur. So, what is the scoop here? So, I would tell you the following. Okay? It's not a drosha. It's not a shmooze. Okay? The Baha'i is using averis and oinshin and kiyumim in order to misada minyan HaMitzvahs. And he's using Oinshin to introduce to us the sixth type of Oinshin which he has. Skila, the Arba Mises Bezdin, Kores, Mises Shamayim, and Malkus. Okay? Correct? I ask you, just to give you an example of what this means, how would you count Korban Pesach? Okay. Korban Pesach is Chayvei Krisis. Would you count it under Chayvei Krisis? Or would you count it under Kumbasei? It's supposed to be Makom Korban Pesach. So I want to tell you what the Baha'i has done, because he set up these two formulations, counts Pesach twice, once under Chayvei Krisis, and secondly, on the mitzvah kumvaseh, and the same thing in Mila. Listen to this. It is. His. Skila, the ancient, so he mentions Kores, right? Elisheba Kores. Samach Aleph, that's in his minion. Shalom Asa Pesach. Samach Beis, Shalom Mao. Because there's a Maisa Veira and there's an Einish. Does it say Shalom Asa Pesach? And for not being Makar of the Pesach, and for not being Mao, there's a Chiv Kores. And that's in the minion from ancient. Then he has like this. The Elu Mitzvah Kumbase, number Hey, Umilu, number Ein Zayin, Lasta Pesach. It's only from this frame of reference you can begin to understand what he's trying to do. Because if the way you're categorizing mitzvahs is a mitzvah say, mitzvah loisa say, Pesach and Mila mitzvah say. But if the categories are kolo ivaleim, there's six ancient for kolo makaimim, and that's why the Elu Mitzvahs Kumvasei, because they kiyumim, call them mekayimim, zecher olam haba. And it's not what they say, the achrinim, that if someone sits back and doesn't do the ma'is aveira, what olam is he zecher to? That is not this bahag. There's Yisurim, okay, with the ancient, and it's based on ancient. So, and then this kumbase. Okay? And this way that you could evaluate them and is kiveya, there should be two mitzvahs. Okay? The same way that the Ram said in Shere Shishi, that if you have a dove echod, but the fact that it's a mitzvah say and a mitzvah loisa say, make it two separate mitzvahs. Dahainu, Shabbos, Shabbosin by Shabbos, and the Lavlis Askom Locho, whether it's Shvius, Yom Kippur, goes through the whole thing. Or the what does it? That's, okay? That's after you finished. I don't know, that's not a priori how it happened, but after you finished, that's what's happening, okay? There's a marshal, because not 100%, that this, you can count Korban Pesach in Kumbaseh, and count Korban Pesach in Einch. That is point one. Now, there's more than that. How do you look at Einch? Do you look at Einch as a mitzvah saseh to give the Einish? Or you look at Einch as an expression of an Issa, Elu She'evim Aleihem, and really it's in the Lavim. Okay. You'll see Rabbi Yisai that here's another Machlokes between the Ramadar and the Bahag. The Bahag learns that Einchin are Isurim and Leisas, and therefore he starts off the Shisha Einchin, the Kol Oivaleim, Skila, and he counts the mitzvahs of Skila. Okay? And Avodah Zorah is not counted on a Lavim Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is counted on the Skol. Okay? The Rambam does just the opposite. The Rambam in Sherish Yudalad presents to us that each individual Einish is a mitzvah saseh. Okay? You understand yourself that if you say it's a shurim and isa, and it's not a mitzvah saseh, you can throw in Mitzvah Shomayim. Okay? But if you put in Mitzvah Seh, there's no Mitzvah Seh, you can imagine, of Mitzvah Shomayim. The whole Bahag of using a Mitzvah Shomayim over here, you know, certainly says something. I'm not getting involved in Kores, okay, with Malkus, but he's the Kores also really is that idea, okay? Now, therefore the Rambam says, in Sherish Yudalit, Ulam, Achelik Shebi'a Boy, Ho'inish Vagmul, Yesh Me'isam HaMitzvahs, Mashitivonu Yis'ale, Sheniskal Be'evin, Mishov Aleim. Umehem, Mashitivonu Shenachnoik, Ho'ive Aleim, כמו שבואו בפירוש, that's probably a פירוש מקור. ומהם, מה שציוונו של נלקה, כאוי ועליהם, ברצוע. ומהם, מה שייד יסעלה עליהם בקורס, והוא שלא יהיה לאוי ועליהם, ומייס ומחסיק בחטוי, חלק עולם הבו, כמו שבירו בפרק חלק, that's what קורס זה בעת. ומהם, מה שיועד עליהם, מיסה בלבד, את מיסה לשמיים. והוא שהמיסה הוא השם, בחטא ויחפ אלוהי במויסה. וכבר בירו, בתחילת מקס, שכל הסהורה שישחי ואוי בלהם קורס, בלבד, אוי מיסה בלי שמיים, אם מסבר שאובו, אוי ועל הסהורה, וכו' ואיזית, יגץ מלכס, אוקיי. ואפי שכמשפוטוי, שיהיה דינו בקורס. אוקיי, בסדר. ומהם, מה שציבו של נעשה, שנעניש הוי ועליהם בממוינו בלבד. לא בגופוי, כמו שגוזר בגזלן תסיס החיימש, ובגנב תשלומי כיפו, מה שגונב, מהם מה שציבונו יסעלה, שיעקב אבו אוי ועליהם קורבן על אבוינוי, ויחופ אלוי. הנה קיום אלו האינשים כולם מצווס עשה. כפי שנצטווינו שנהרג זה, but you don't talk, they doesn't talk about colors, מן השמיים, the קיום האיניש is a mitzvah say, כפי שנצטווינו שנהרג זה ושנלקה זה. ושנזכל זה, ושנעקב קורבן על מה שהובלנו לו. So according to the Ram, the איניש המצווה say, and according to the Bahag, it's a way that we differentiate between Averis and a group of six type of Oinshin, and Mitzvah Kumbaseh with a third category of Parashas, which the Rambam himself is going to talk about later on in this Shirish. I hope to get to it tonight. Not clear that it's going to happen.
Are they actually counted as separate Oinshin? As separate Mitzvahs?
Which?
The Oinshin.
Sure he does! Look, skila, each one of the skilas, according to the Rambam, no. That's why, you see, it's a little bit odd in Sherish Yudalit, the way he's attacking the Bahag. How does he count a mitzvah from skila, from Avodah Zorah, and a mitzvah from skila by Shabbos, and a mitzvah this, and how does he do it? So the MSC really didn't do it, because he's not talking about mitzvah say. It's ancient, Truman ancient. If it's Mitzvah Seh, the Rambam's right. It's a whole different world. Also, you have to keep in mind, we'll talk about this, that Korban is not on the Bahag's list of ancient. Korban is a Mechaber. It's not an Einish. He doesn't have Yom six Einshin. The Ram has a separate mitzvah called Havoas Korban Chatos and Havoas Korban Oile V'Yoreh. Okay. The Bahag, since he doesn't have this classification, The Bahat does an amazing thing. He says there's a parsha in the Torah called a parsha of Chatos and Olivierid in one. Because there's no place for the Bahat really to count this, okay? He's not counting it in Oinshin because it's a Mechaper, okay? He counts in Parshis. The Rambam, the whole discussion, the truth is, the whole discussion of Korban Olam Yerid and Paka, according to Halachos Gedolos, which we had, you know, which the Rambam is having, the Paka, the various dinim of the mitzvah, are really subsumed in a mitzvah, and you look at a mitzvah as Yechidah Mesuyem Shleimo, which has the Ikar mitzvah, and the dinim underneath. And you shouldn't count the dinim as a separate mitzvah. And he quotes that even the dinim on the Torah, like in Korban Olam Yerid, that whole discussion and having a discussion about Korban Olam Yerid and Chatos, according to the Bahag, is completely out of context. Because Korban Olam Yerid and Chatos are basically one part, are called parshas. The Ram quotes the Chatos Chan Oynish, and it's a mitzvah to have the Oynish, to do the Oynish. The Mekayim the Oynish. So then he says, or the Tapake, or the Dinim, are not counted separately, even though they're in the Torah. So just, what I want to do, I'm not here, the purpose over here is to understand the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, okay? But however, since the Rambam has taken upon himself to attack the Halachos Gedolos, I think it's somewhat helpful for us to understand the Halacha Gedolah is just looking at the words and seeing what he's saying. Okay? So this is the beginning. I thought, just even before we start, this frame of reference, not a drasha, kol ha-makaymom, is zich lo-lam haba, v'kol ha-ibaleim, shish ha-inshim. This is basic yisrei of the Minyan HaMitzvos. And therefore, he says it right before he starts with the Minyan. Ask the question, how did he know it? So the answer is, as I say in plain Yiddish, basically, I don't know. But you know, some Rishonim say, kol divrei kabbalah, whatever you want, that's irrelevant to me. But the fact is, that's what he did. Now, see here, once you have this, you ask yourself the following question. The Rambam counts, now we have a frame of reference. The Bahat counts, Eishes Ish, Poshet Eishes Ish, Shezinsa, Naam Rosa, Shezinsa, Abbas Koyin Shezinsa, as three separate categories. One, in the mitzvahs niskolin, naam rosa. One, the mitzvah nischofen, bas kliin. And one, nechnokim, eishes ish. So the Rambam takes the Bahag to task over here, and he says this is a case of paka, a case of dinim, which the Bahag is counting, okay? So, a priori, I would have said the issue over here is not an issue to be discussed in Shurish B. You should have discussed in the 14th Shurish. And this is an expression of the base of Machlokes between the Rambam and the Bahag. Do you count separate oinshim? Not because it's mitzvah say, adarabah. Oh, that's the way you count mitzvahs. Okay. So why does he take the Bahag to task over here? So that's what I started telling you. There's Yudalit Habor Al Namarosa in the Skolim. Ve'eichof Ches in the Srofen Baskoinkis is Tisne. Lam and Vav and Nechnok is Habor Eishes Ish. So that's what l'cheir it should have been. Hasher shabalasa eich roi limnois kiyum o'einshim v'mitzah say v'chulim ein roi shirim nekol oinish miyuchot mitzah b'fnei atzmo ad shenoyim aderech mosho shatzim ezalisko mechal shabbos mitzah say achas uskilos oiv yid oiv mitzah shnia uskilos oiv erabodu zoro mitzah shlishis ad shiyem minyan ha-mitzahs k'minyan ha-yishim shen chayom mitzah bezden. This is good for the issue here. So what does he want here in Cherish Zion? So the answer is, and this is only going to talk about this, this is only lead up, because we're going to need a few more pieces of information. The simple answer is that the Bahag does something over here which is amazing, which is very different. Because when you count Abu Dazara in Niskolim, you don't count it also in the Elu Lavim, the Lavim of Malkus Aboyim. Elu Malkus Aboyim, right? You don't count it because there's Lavim, but once you count in the Skolim, there's no reason to count the Lavim, correct? But the Bahag does an amazing thing in Eishes Ish. He had the three, correct, which I mentioned already. And then in Elu Lavin Shiva Malkus Aboyim in Chof Tes Lysinov. The Ram says, Rabbi Lishayla, if you're counting Lysinov, so Lysinov is the Ika Mitzvah, and all the ancient Mapake, okay, they're really an expression, okay, of the Lav, okay. So, how do you count it as four? This is a discrepancy to the problem of Paka. And Paka is Sherish Zion, that you don't count the dinim, the protein mishpotim of the mitzvah. So, Mela, he didn't count them. So Mela said, why do you count them? So, he goes back. Do you see, whatever it is, in general, one of his claims on the Halachas Gedolah is that he's inconsistent. There's no rhyme and reason, and no general rules. So once there's no general rules, here he's dealing with something with Paka, and he's counting it. And that's what he's hitting him for. Okay? And basically, I think that's where the Ramban also interprets this, Rambam. And he asks in the Lysa section Yud Ches that if he's a Kasha the Bahag, he can ask the same Kasha on himself in Mekalel. Okay? And you look at Shin Yud Ches, don't want to get involved in that, but he quotes this Kasha, and he says you can ask on Nama Rosa, you can ask the same Kasha about the Rama Mosa. In Mitzvah Lysa Shin Yud Ches. Now, I want to go to a point where I was going last week. Now, we have this is the beginning of something. This is all very interesting. We'll see more things as we build it. But, you know, I got very excited. At least now I'm beginning to understand, because I always ask myself, you know, I'm not discussing the pro-Musa or the anti-Musa movement or not, but, you know, when the Bahag is mentioned in Minyan HaMitzvahs, you wouldn't expect to say, you know, it's a little bit bothering. It's an important thing to know, but is it so important, fundamental, that you discuss it before you start counting the mitzvahs? So the answer is, yes, it is, because this is the way you count it. Now, next. The Rambam said something amazing, which I asked the Kasha last week. He says like this. Ela, he says, "Umizah min gam kein omer yisal na merasa in zinze beskila vim hoyse baskayim beschayfa ze hashlom es din oynish eishes ish." There's an oynish eishes ish, and this is part of the packet of the oynish eishes ish. Ukvato bezeh kol misha shamati boy umona eishes ish mitzvah v'na merasa mitzvah ubaskayim mitzvah ve'en adover king tzlong. El Kmoshe Vaya, Vuhu Ki Mitzvah Achas, Michlal Hamitzvasu. Omo Yisa'al Eloi Sinov. And then he says something amazing. Ubo'o HaKabolo Shezeh HaLav Hazchoz La'ishis Ish. What is he talking about? Bo Kabbalah, according to the Rambam, is a pirush makubal. What it means is, he's trying to tell you, with the logical laboratory that he's given to you in Minyan HaMitzvos, it wouldn't have worked. You need a pirush makubal over here. And a pirush makubal is a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the pirush of the pasuk. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe, the Rebbeinu was Moshe to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the Rambam discusses in Akdamah to Pirush Mishnayis, and that's what he calls me Piashmua in Mishnah Torah. Okay? And in Pirush Mishnayis, and in Sefer Mitzvahs, he calls it a Pirush Mekubal. Pirush Mekubal Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh. So what do you need it for? Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rambam says that Pakeh is not in the minion, even with Mefuish Batera. So what the heck? What difference does it make if the lav of the over here of Lysinov is a Pirush Mekubal or not? You don't count Paka, independent of everything. So what does he want with the Pirush Mekubal? And I'll tell you something else. Even if it is a Pirush Mekubal, okay, the place to discuss it is not over here in Shirish Zion. It should have been in the mitzvah, I think, Reish Mem Hei, Lois Reish Mem Hei, the Lava Veshes Ish. That's where he should have mentioned it. Right? Where's he mentioned? He doesn't mention it there. He mentions it here. Okay. So now I want to tell you what I would say. So L'cheira, it's a double poshet. You can't try to sell me that he's using the Pirush Mekubal to say that the Paka and how you count the Paka, because that's against everything that he's doing in the Shurish. Because the Shurish says you can decide about Paka independent of everything. Okay? And it's true that if you would have said that it's Paka and it's a Pirush Mekubal to say that it's a mitzvah like he does in Pesach Sheni, Beseder. But that's not what he's doing here. Now also, so the Rambam himself, okay, in Shimon Hei, when he's discussing Eishishiz and so, Lois Haseh, he says the lav is the el Eishis Amischa Loisite Shchotchel Zora. So Ram says that's only you can give an oinish to the Ish, not the Isha. And then he calls Loisinov, they can get an oinish both to the Ish and the Isha. And here you need the Loisinov. Because here we're talking about the various different Oinshim on the Ish, and not about the Ish, right? That Shin Mem Zayin. Sorry, Shin Mem Zayin. Maybe the Pirush Mekubal should say Ein Oinshim Elokim Masirin. Okay. Right. There's an Oynish, every time you have an Oynish Misa, you have an Aschor. And the Ram learns that in Oynishim Kimasirin. The Ram is Machadish in Cherish Yudalit, that because of an Oynishim Kimasirin, because we know this cloud, you can even derive Aschoris for Yud Gimumidis, even though Cherish Bey says you can't, because we have this cloud of Oynishim Kimasirin. So then it's really crazy that you don't need a Pirush Mekubal to tell you have a lava over here. Because they know each other can see it. And Befrat, I'll tell you something. I personally think I don't know what it means, but I don't know how or what with the Bahag learns you actually need a lav, or how important a lav over here, because he's setting up Einshin, even an Asay, and that's what's going on over here, both in Pesach and in Mila, and in Shlowatz, Yodayim Vaglayim. So I'm not sure exactly how important to talk the term of Ein Einshin and Kamasirin. You see, when you're counting Minyan HaMitzvahs of Ascholos, so then the Ein Einshin and Kamasirin is a very important thing. But if you're mentioning the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Minyan of Einshin, the whole issue of Ein Einshin and Kamasirin is not something which is so important in Minyan HaMitzvahs. We have to know how the Bahag learns. Okay. So I would tell you like this. And that's what he says. Okay, you look at Shavuot Yudalid, that you don't need a... that's how he can mock over the Imoy. And Mekalal over the Imoy, how it works, even though it's not a lot, there is a lot, but he discussed it in Shavuot Yudalid. So it could be that, as I mentioned to you last week, the Bahag has a lav by Shabbos, okay? Even though he has a skila by Shabbos. But the Bahag is very careful when he quotes a lav by Shabbos. In skila at Yud Beis, Machalos HaShabbos, Eilun Lavin Sheba Malkus Aboyim, in Tezayin, he says, Loisasem melocho, dilav me ovois melochois b'Shabbos. He's very careful, because since you have Shabbos as a skila, you don't need a lav. Okay, so then you ask yourself, why the Bahag of all people? Why should he call Loisinov? Okay. So here, you could have said, and I saw the Achlinim also do this, okay, that the Bahag is learning Loisinov, is not referring to Eishes Ish. It doesn't need Ein Einshin Kamasirin, because it doesn't have that problem, really. At least we have to see, in terms of Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay?
It's made by Pnuya.
What?
Isn't this Pnuya?
1 second, let me just see. Let's see. Two Gemaras, the Gemara in Shavuos and the Gemara in Nida. Okay, the Gemara in Shavuos is like this. Mem Zayin Mebeis, Shimon ben Talfoim Oimer, Aschol li'oikev ach ha'noyev minayin, Tamuloi v'loisinof li'saniv. What does it mean? What's oikev? Rashi says. Oikev ach ha'minayev, Nasal apitopis, lahagil loy noshim leniv. The niv, okay? There's a word in English for this in the vocabulary, but I don't think that it's proper to say, but oh, that's what we're talking about over here. And that's a lav loy sinof, loy sanif. It's a gmon shvuas. It's not HC, it's not ice in general. Gmon neither. You give them a base. It's also something very prevalent in society. Tana the Rebbe Yishmael, loy sinof, loy tehe b'cho niuv, bein biyad, bein b'regel. There's another word in English that clearly describes this, but leave it also unmentioned, and you'll look at it, you'll see what it is. So the Rambam then comes and says, Rabbi Yisai, that's not the pshat in posig, the Gemara Nida, the Gemara Shavuos. There's a pirush mekubal of that loy sinof is Eishes Ish. And how does he know the Pirush Makor? Because I told you in general, the Ram Shita is the Astam Sifri, Astam Sifro, Astam Mechilta is an expression of the Matiki HaShmur and the Meserif Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore,
the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Minyan is madif to mention a Sifro, a Sifri, a Mechutin, and a Gemara. Because Gemara not necessarily is that. The Gemara could be a Drosh. Rabbi Isai, there's a Mechutin. A Mechutin to Rabbi Yishmoel. Parshish Yisroi, Mesechta, the Bechidish, Parshish Ches, Loi Sinef Loma Nema, Lefi Shoem Mois Yumos Anoif Mno Efes, Oine Shomanu, Asho Loi Shomanu, Tam Loi Loi Sinef. Oh, das ist das. Mechilte Drab Shim Beyochot, Perchof, Loi Sinef Mechal Shinem Mois Yumos Anoif Mno Efes, Lomanu Oinesh, Asho Minayin, Talmud Leima Leisinov. That's the Ram says, the Pirush Makubal. Don't try to sell me that I have no kasha on the Bahag, the Chumanushach. How does he quote it in the Leisaseh and also in the ancient? And you tell me it's a Gemara Shavuos and he's referring the same way in Shabbos, a Leisaseh, the Lab Mavos Melochis. You can't do that. This is a Pirush Makubal that. This, I don't know how fair that is, okay? Because the truth is, this is not fair, okay? This is not fair. I'll tell you why it's not fair. Because if you recall, in Sherish Beis, the Rambam has mitzvahs, which is ready to put in minyan mitzvahs, which a priori look like the Yud Gimel Midas, but they're really a Pirush HaMakubal, okay? Oil, okay, or by truma pesach. That's all. You know, there are various lavim in the Torah. They're not mentioned in the Torah. It's only gzeir shava. Kach b'pir shmua. Oh, it's a pir shmua kol. The truth is, we do not find any place in the Bahag using this idea of pir shmua kol. We don't find counting mitzvahs through a pir shmua kol. So really, what the Rambam is doing is basing on a general, as he does with this I told you, the Arabic philosophical word of mikdama, which the Rambam uses many times. It basically has a philosophical premise, which Torah is an expression of certain premises. And one of the premises, are that the Pirush HaMakubal is a Kabbalah from Moshe. That's Shat and Pasuk. So he pulls. And he uses his own argument against the Mahab in order to destroy it. Okay? That's just want to give you an idea of what's going on over here. Okay, continue, okay? Okay, we're just getting started here now. Okay. Now. Here we have that. Now. Now, let's continue reading. Okay. This is the easy part. Okay? Then we get this. We get to Makalinich and Makanevish Bishkoga. You know, there's amazing things going on. Okay? Let's go on. Let's see what happens. I want to get as much as I can today. But I decided if I go faster, you wouldn't have, you know, we have to explain it. I'm sorry. Okay? Next. So he says like this. He has now Melosa. He says like this. He says the Pirush HaMakubal Bo HaKabbalah Shezeh Halav Asholeish Sisho Bo HaKabbalah. So you can't ask any kashas. Oh, that's it. So it's pak already. So case proven. Ach kach Bo HaKosuv Bo HaKosuv Achir Ashol Azois Shehoi Goiva Alav Azeh Vomu Mois Yumos Anuafus Lefus Ach kach Hishnum HaKosuv Hilchos Dine Ho'inish Hazeh. You know what the Hilchos Dine Ho'inish Hazeh is? Paka Chacham. The Paka is the Prote Dinim, and the Chacham is the Rambam word used for Dinim in general. And somehow, the Prote Mishpotim of the Dinim. Whatever this means, you have to know how he uses this term, but Mamish is putting everything together. And this is what it is. This is the Paka. V'yachkach, as you say very clearly. Yahakah, Ishli Makosu, Hilcho is Dine Oinish Hazeh. and the oinish is a shurim, according to him. It's the mais aver is machayev the oinish, and therefore, if it's the same mais aver, there's nothing to talk about. So it's all one oinish, and it's all paka. That's what he did. V'hisne boi tnoi v'omar she'omroi yis'al omroi mois yumos hanoif nuefes yesh b'chiluk she'moi seish zish zezu baskoin tisolif and if it's an amoroso b'sula tiskila v'moi sebu'ula v'ena baskoin harihi b'chenek. So it's offhand you get the impression that the mois yumos is almost, he's flipping it, because most humus means chenek, and he's making it kilo almost like a general rule that there's dying, and the Torah tells you how you die in various other places. It's a very strange thing. V'loi bis na'usoi, from not from the Tanai, his na'usoi. B'mini amisa yisraba amitzas, l'vishonu b'chol zeh lo yitzonu me'isa eish d'ish. This is very important. It's all the same isa. It's the Isa of Eishes Ish. And once it's all the same Isha, that defines the Paka, that the Oynish is all one. And that's what he does in Oyle V'yere, and that's what he did in Chatos just before. It's all one. And he's talking about the Isa Eishes Ish. The Lav Leisinov. Now here is a problem. V'beya Omru B'san Hedge Nako Hoye B'chlau Noye from the Wefes.
Well, again, why does it have to be one? Let it be three onshim. Why? How does it?
Because one mais aveira, and that's what the Rambam says. That's why chatas all called chatas kabua, whether it's pakoy mashiach or it's pare or it's nasi or whether it's a regular chatas kabua. See abu the zora. This is the same mais aveira from our kores. It's all one onish, and that's what he doesn't call another beer. These are the mais aveiras, and that's it. And the same thing he did it. This is the Paka. That's why he introduces the Korban Olah, the Chatas over here. That's the setup. And even it's in Teresh HaMiksav. And it doesn't do anything. It doesn't make no more mitzvahs. Okay? But it's amazing what he did. Okay. Now he does something over here. Omu, Bebei Omu, B'Sanhedrin. I don't know what the Bebei Omu, you have to check what this word means, okay? What it means exactly. Bebei Omru, whether it's a Pirush Mekubal or not. Hakol Hoyu B'chlal. Now, here, the Rambam does something which is amazing, which I don't want to talk about very much. It's a very difficult thing. Because Hakol Hoyu B'chlal in general, when you learn Eruchin and Temura, it means not only in the past, but it's in the present. Whether it's Hakol Hoyu B'chlal Berek Abayis, or this in Harocha, Mahamad Barocha, I can quote you all the Gemaras, okay? But the problem is, once you flip it and you say Shepirit HaKosuv, and it was Motzi something, the question is, remain in the cloud or doesn't remain in the cloud? And the Ram's trying to sell you that it remains in the cloud. Otherwise, what he says doesn't make any sense. Hakavon, he says, V'hoitzi HaKosuv es bas Yisrael eskila v'es bas koi l'shreif hakavon b'zeh she'isa eshish koi l'akol. Still b'chal. Okay? But the Gemara uses this by Eishish Zinsa. Okay? Bainis. And you don't call her Zaina. And the Gemara, I can give you other examples. And the Gemara calls Rabbi Yochanan of Hirzir and this, that Rabbi Yochanan is already saying by Trefa, Shehoitzi, Yodai, the Uber Shehoitzi Yodai, Vihzira. That it's beseder, it's not treif or b'chal, and it means it's out of it, okay? And the Rambam puts it in it, okay? In fact, Rav Avraham ben Rambam asked the Daniel Abavli in my Sinisim asked the Kasha of the Rambam, how does he do this? Because the other cases, like Kol Yibachal, we should peel it, that it's separate mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. And how could the Rambam use as a proof to prove what it, a priori is saying just the opposite? And you know something? These were shaylos to Rambam and Rambam, and there's no response to this question. Period. Okay. Next, I just want to go on because I don't want to. I want to get you into the next thing. The next thing is absolutely amazing. Okay. Now he goes like this. And it's different from Yibum and Chalitza because not mentioned in the Torah. Hoyinu mochiyovim shol nimnois makin nefesh bishkogo goyla mitzvah achas. I think it's mitzvah achas, but if you're going to quote and be more the paka, it's many mitzvahs. Ki akosu kwa limi dini ha mitzvah zeis the paka. Hoyinu moinu, listen to this. Look what he did. Kach. My makosiv, imbekli basili kol, mos yumos otzeichu. This is mechule. So I ask you a question, mos yumos otzeichu. Is that, was it to Chicago? Next! Va mitzvah shnia, omu vim be even yad, ashe yomus boy kol. It's mos yomus. Otzeichu. When mitzvah shlish ramu, over kliets, ashe yomus bo he calls. Also mois yomus. What does he want, Chaba? When mitzvah levis, amu goyel adom, hu yomus eser otzeach. The Ram quotes as a perik al, vuchas otzeach, hu shmiris ha-nefesh, then the otzeach bemezit, the mitzvah is the goyel adam, she carried the mitzvah bezden. What did it do? We're goyel, we're makin nefesh mishkoga. V'amitzvah hamish is homer. V'im b'sena yed, sino yed ofu. That's machin nefesh b'shkoga? What is he talking about? V'amitzvah shish is homer. O'yishnach alo b'tztia v'yomus. Again the same thing. Mitzvah shvis, o be'evi hi kol. V'yodai. That's a discussion of machin nefesh b'shkoga. V'amitzvah shvinis. Omroi. Oh, here we are. At 8, we're ready to talk to the Rambam. Good, that's 8, good. That's okay also. That's also okay. What are we talking about? Because many times in Sanhedrin, it's talked about a Otzeach B'mezid. Okay? What? Okay. That's B'mezid. V'mitzvah abayesre, v'yoshim bo ad mois ha-klein ha-godo. V'mitzvah ha-meshesre, omu, v'yotzi yetzer etzeach. That's also okay. He went out. Okay. That's m'shogi. V'mitzvah sheshesre, omu, v'yachri mois ha-klein ha-godo, yoshim bo etzeach. V'seyda gomu. V'ilo asinu kei, v'cho mitzvah mitzvah, hoi oile, mina mitzvah, yoist me'alofim. V'apayim, I know what he means. Okay. V'zebavua bituloi. We should call him Dine Amitzah. Or does the Pake? Pake. Okay. Dine is the Mishpat de Amitzah. The Omnom Amitzah Manu Yehu Din. Or what's the Mitzah? Din Make Nefesh Mishkoga. And here's the amazing thing. Here the Ram uses the word Shrana. Okay. Which we pointed out in the past. There's the Alama and there's a Shrana. Alama is a command. A shrana is a hirah. And the Ram uses that by two other things. So it's a hirah. The din, that's what he calls. Oto the din makin nefesh. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah and in Sefer Mitzvah, he calls it an alama. And he says, the mitzvah is lagloisei. Oh, the chayt mitzvah. And the same way in Mishneh Torah, the same way in Minyan HaKotzer. Here, he's calling it a shrana, and he makes it almost like almost like din tumasaras, and maybe it's even a hagdoma that we should know that the din in Shrana, you don't count the paka not only in the mitz, not only in the tzivuyim, but also in the shrana. Chesnit! I'm not kidding. But I ask myself, I look at this Rambam, I said, what is he talking about? Rabbeinu Shalom, how can you have a discussion If someone would come and say it's the Shia, the first seven that he's talking about, I talk about a Ritzeach. And he says, no, it's Pake of Makin Nefesh Mishkova. That's the Kash. Rabbi Sai, the answer is like this. I can go through all the Rams where he quotes the Ram Mishnah Torah, every single case. He quotes the Din Oimed, the Din Hashorah, and all the different dinim and the Kli Ritzicha. The Ram quotes it again and again. In Hilchos Ritzeich by Ritzeich Bemezid. I can tell you, Gil Olah again. Okay. The answer is like this. Answer like this. The pshat is the answer like this. Here we go. The Rambam. He in Shurish Zion has a whole different approach to this parasha, and he's learning Pshuto Shel Mikra. He's not talking about Uri Rotzeach. And there's a push to Kashi you should ask yourself. What Misa is a Rotzeach Chayiv? Saif. And how you know he's Chayiv Saif? Because it's Nokim, you knock him. That's the Ram caused to be in the Tzicha. So how does it say in the Torah, by each one of these cases, most humos, which really is a case of chenek? What's going on? Rabbi Sai, the din is most yomus. Is chenik in Nisus Bezdin. But if the person killing over here is not Bezdin, but the girl Adam, then no dinim how he kills him. Okay? And that's how the Ram thinks it's very important over here to call this Shrana. Because the best you can do is say there's a heter for the girl Adam. If someone does a kill someone in a way that doesn't fulfill the dinim of Shogeg, it's Shogeg Kov Lemezid, okay? So there's a pake in the din, in the parsha of, on the din of Makin Nefesh Bishkogo, that this person is not Migla. There's no Gogos on him. However, if he's like this, is most yumus, most yomus, there's a hete from the girl Adam to kill him. And that's also from the din. This whole discussion, these mitzvahs are all shrana in the whole discussion of the din of Makin Nefesh Bishkogo. The Ram has done an amazing thing, and we don't know, he doesn't express this opinion in Mishneh Torah or in Sefer Mitzvah Chapa, and almost, excuse me, it looks almost like a setup, like he's setting up this opinion in order to move ahead. And it's an amazing thing. That's the, listen, now, listen here. Listen to another Ram. Listen to a Rama. Perik Vov of Hilchos Litzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh Halacha Dalet V'yesh Horeg B'Shkogo V'tiyah Shkogo Krev L'Zodah V'ushiyah B'Dova K'mo P'shiyah Oh, shehoi lo lizoya v'lo nizo, v'dinoi she'enoi goyla, mibnei she'avoinoi chomo, ein golus mechaperis loy, v'enoi mika kol tosoi, oisoi, she'enon kol teis ela mochuiv golus bovad, lefikach imotze goyla adom, b'chol mokoim v'hol goy potu. Okay, That's Ram's makbid over here, that it's a shrana. And the Ram has changed the whole world about. And the truth is, the amazing thing is, there is a Medrash HaGadol like this, but I'm not getting involved, because there are those that claim the Medrash HaGadol, I think, was written post-Rambam, okay?
But Pater means, there's a heter to do it?
Yeah, it's a heter. That's why it's a shrana. It's not a mitzvah. The Ram has Gril Adam is in Mishneh Torah, the mitzvah is that the Gril Adam should do it, in part of the Din Mises Bezin.
So the most humus here is the heter.
The most humus is the heter, and it's not referring to Mises Bezin. Okay? That's what's going on. It's a pakeh from Din Makeh Nefesh Mishkogah. That's what the Ram says. Uma yaseh zeh yeshiv yishmaatzim begul adom. V'chein kol atzchon m'shahogu be'erechot oi v'lo yasro u'kiyitz b'im hogan gul adom ein lehem dom lo yehei elu chamurim mehoi k'filo be'kavona. But there the Ram would never say that's part of the Pasha. It's only Shtikl Tera. The Pasha is talking about a p'shir kol asher kol p'shir. What's the chalitzeach? And the most Yomus is the Gril Adam. That's why the mitzvah is the Gril Adam. And he learns Tzimushal Mikra, or that the Gril Adam is not the Gril Adam, the Ram Mishneh Torah of Mezid, although the Ramban learns a separate mitzvah, I mean, you know, mitzvahs, but it's the Gril Adam of Hore B'Shkoga, and it's a Shran, it's a Heder. And this Chabri Sai is also, you'll find in the Netziv, on Chumash, he doesn't say, he doesn't quote the Ram in the he doesn't quote the Ram or anything like this, but the Hamid Dovin Lamed Hey Yud Beis Lefi Adrash V'chule Alefi Apshat Lo Niska B'chol Aparshe El Anerek B'Yad Goyel Adom U'Ba'ifun She'ein Hasra U'Kedema. She ain't biad bezdin lahorgoy. What? No one quotes the Ram over here. Oh, but that's the Ram saying. So I got this, you know. I said, the truth is, it was not last night. I think it was Tuesday night. I was lying on the thing. I said to myself, what am I going to do here? And this, I think, is the push dip shot in the Ramba. Okay? Now, so that's the scoop here. Okay? Now, and we go through all the Rams one at a time in Hilchos Vetzeach, Shmiras HaNefesh, but it all comes down to the same thing. And then I'll tell you something else. What happened is an amazing thing. Otto the Ram says the mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs, not over here, is not Din Makeh Nefesh. The Din is Lagloisei. There's a chiyu kilo on bezin to megalim, not like the chinuch who says the din on the reitzeach. And how do you know that? Because shom teik fulosei. How could it be din of golus on kvura if it's on the person himself? It's only why he's alive. It's kibush meis nasachov shemir amitzus. So the Ram learned from that the mitzvah there, it's an alamah, it's a tzivui, and a tzivui on business, a whole different story. But over here, that's not the case at all.
If Moshe Mas is only a tour, heter.
Yeah.
So why would you say it would be another mitzvah?
Because shrana, it's a rosh hateira. It's a shrana. That's what he lists. That's why he sets up the whole idea of shrana over here. And he calls the pakeh again over here, mishpatim. And this is what it is. It's Mishpatei HaMitzvah. These are Mishpatim of the Makeh Nefesh Mishkoga. Oto Di Shkoga, which is a Shkoga, Kolov, Lipshia, a deep shot. It wasn't said the Parash of Golos. But a push to Shkoga there is. And that is from the Dinim, from the Din Makeh Nefesh Mishkoga. And that's Pshat and Rambam. And Metz Hashem will pick up next week.